Good morning and welcome to the Coffee with Ann Devotion. A new coffee flavor I have for you to try. I was introduced to an iced mocha flavored decaf latte by a friend. And if you have not tried it, I recommend it. This chilled drink is very conducive to a contented conversation with a good friend on a warm summer day, mask to mask. And now for today's message. It comes from Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 24 and 25, the NIV version. Verse 24, a person can do nothing better than to eat and drink and find satisfaction in their own toil. This, too, I see, is from the hand of God, for without Him, who can eat or find enjoyment? The key word to me here is satisfaction. The very first synonym for satisfaction, and I did look it up, is contentment, a word that presents a picture of peace of mind to me. The next five words are contentedness, content, pleasure, gratification, fulfillment, happiness. Whoa, wow, aren't those words we would all like to be able to use to describe our lives? Oh, contentment. Contentment in our work, our family life, our relationship with God. Now, I was inspired to look at this verse in Ecclesiastes, written by Solomon, one morning this week when our dog Apollo lay a few feet from my feet on the deck, gazing out at the squirrels and birds in the backyard. This is his custom. He is never very far from my feet. I thought as I gazed upon him, how very content he looks. Being my companion and protecting us with a very loud and vicious bark at the slightest uncommon noise or knock on the door. This is his job. This is his toil in life. And he is no doubt content with his life. You see, 5 years ago, Apollo was a rescue from death row, only to become an ex-con as one of the dogs selected for the canine cellmates program at the Fulton County Jail. Dogs on death row are chosen and assigned to an inmate who is taught how to train and take care of the dog. The goal of the program is to save more dogs by training them to be better pets and help inmates become better citizens. It really is a lot like God's plan for us. Save us and help us live better Christ-centered lives. In Ecclesiastes, Solomon expresses his concern for folks just like you and me and how we deal with the various problems of life. Chapters 2 and 3 focus on working and thinking about the future of our lives. For example, worrying about what will happen to the possessions, money, things that we have worked so hard for after we're gone. In so doing, we take much of the enjoyment of life away from ourselves. So Solomon proposes that we should instead enjoy our work and the benefits of our employment and share with whomever is in need, rather than wasting time and energy worrying about the future after we are gone, which apparently was a real problem in his time. And it is today. To me, one of Solomon's messages in his book is one that encourages us to find work we actually enjoy and that provides for ourselves and our family. And then stop spinning our wheels worrying about the future or what we don't have. In so doing, we miss the blessing the Lord intended. Yes, life can be rough, but there are times it is simply to be enjoyed. Contentment. Hard to come by in this troubled, unpredictable world we live in. If you need to be reminded of what is important, visualize Apollo, or your own pet, contentedly lying near your feet or in your lap. They do what they were meant to do. Be a companion to you, and they do their job with trust and faith that their needs will be met. Can we possibly do that? Solomon's wisdom is 3,000 years old, and it holds true today. Find contentment in life with the work we enjoy that brings us pleasure and provides for others and ourselves, and acknowledge that all we are and can be is from God. All else flows from Him. I'm going to close today with this phrase. Yesterday is the past. Tomorrow is the future. Today is a gift. That's why it is called the present. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.